A brother says, are gay marriages illegal in Islam? If yes, then any reasons specified in Quran or Hadith? Now, probably this brother is not a Muslim, or he is a Muslim, but is confused due to the fact that he's living in a Kafir country, and most Kafir countries promote homosexuality, LGBT, etc. I think they've added a Q to that LGBTQ, or the alphabet in general, I don't know. But homosexuality is prohibited in the Bible. So Jews, Christians, and the Muslims all agree that homosexuality is a major sin and it is prohibited. So when you ask about gay marriage, usually this refers to same-sex marriage. So a man marrying a man, or a woman marrying a woman. And this is an abnormality. This is something that is not natural. All humans acknowledge that marriage, even in dictionaries, even with atheists and those who do not believe in the existence of religion or anything else, they define marriage as a relationship between a man and a woman. To have a relationship between a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, this is not marriage. This is homosexuality. And it's a major sin in Islam. Why is that? Because we have rules. We have laws. We have regulations given to us by the one who created us. So Allah Azza wa Jal told us that this is prohibited. We're told in the Bible, we're told in the Quran, that the village of Sodom was devastated, was totally destroyed, and the people annihilated because they used to commit the sin of homosexuality. This is what Allah tells us in the Quran. So, as a Muslim, I do not believe in man-made laws. So today, they legitimize homosexuality. 50 years ago, it was a sin. It was a crime that a person would be thrown in jail because of that. So in 50 years, things change. How would I ensure that in 50 years' time, they would not legalize incest? A man marrying his sister or daughter. Or mother. I don't know, maybe they're applying it at the moment. How would I know that they would not legalize and give legitimacy to rape or to having illicit relationship with minors, children? And it goes on. And this is why, as Muslims, we believe that the rule should be only to Allah the Almighty, the one who created the heavens and the earth, who created us and knows what is best for us. And I hope this answers your question.